about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Check 1, 2, check. Check. Checking 1, 2, check. Check the mic. Yeah.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
The annual Quahog Star Trek convention, where once a year, sci-fi buffs take their lips off the barrel of a loaded gun and spend half a day adjusting their eyes to sunlight.
If you ever make that horny cat noise at me again, I will reach into your mouth and unscrew that 7-watt bulb that barely keeps your brain open for business.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds terrible.
Hoochie coochie.
Did you get stoned today, Sam?
I'm getting stoned every day, every minute, and even though I don't get stoned, I'm stoned, naturally.
You could really cut that intro in half. Boy, it's way, way too long.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Will Glenda be there?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Here's my thought. I don't care.
Roll another one.
Hey, Bill.
Just like the other one.
You gotta have the vajayjay.
This one seems to be about to quit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Roll.
He's the worst man in America.
This one seems to be about to end.
I'd swipe right.
I don't have another cent.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program, white people.
But don't bogart that joint.
That is awful.
Just pass it around.
I don't want to go down to the basement.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I'm going to go down.
And now.
Woo! Right, guys?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 23rd of Rocktober.
It's happening, you guys.
Got a tweet yesterday, an angry tweet. Somebody said, there's no month named Rocktober.
Ew.
And I
really?
Thought, yeah, and I thought it's been a while since we actually explained that we were making fun of classic rock radio for continuing to do that. So that, mm-hmm. It was, we were doing it ironically.
Do you think this person had never heard of Rocktober?
I don't know. That was
did
all
they
it,
send the tweet from 1975? Because I feel like Rocktober has pretty much been a part of the thing since
it has.
Ever, forever, right?
It's still a thing, and it's continuing.
Yeah.
But, Allie, do you know, you probably weren't a listener then, but do you know back in the old days, we had a name for every month of the whole year?
I did not know every month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right after Rocktober was Blowvember every year.
Okay.
And then, of course, Double December.
Uh-huh.
And then it just went on from there to, you know, the January and February. Ooh. I mean, we had it all dialed in, man.
What was June?
Poon.
Oh.
It was March, Bean.
March, bow, bow.
Come on. Half-hearted at best.
We had Aprilingus. We had May I See Them. I mean, we're dialed in, man.
Yeah.
We used to be funny.
Oh, those were the days.
Kevin, do you remember what August was?
Do you remember what August was?
Yeah.
No.
It was August.
Oh, God.
Maybe that's why I purged it from my brain.
That was a tough one, dude, to say. So anyway, every time I hear Rocktober, I hear all those months. They all come flooding back to me. So, although our old friend Mike Cather would have had a different name for October, if I recall correctly. But
yeah, probably can't say.
Can't really say. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of boners, here's a story out of Iowa today. Now, let me ask you, do you guys want to live in an America where you can't ride your bike with your junk out? Like, you can't ride your bicycle with your testicles hanging beneath your shorts while you're on the
that
bike.
That is
going
every
town.
American's right.
That's what I think, too, right? Like, thanks, Obama, right?
I don't think so. I don't think
police have arrested a cyclist whose genitals were hanging too low. I love the
too
first.
Low.
Too low to be considered an accident, according to the police report. I love that is a sentence that exists in the world. Let me read it again. It's so delicious. Police arrested a cyclist whose genitals were hanging too low to be considered an accident. So if it's an accident, officer, I had no idea my balls were out. Then you're fine. I'll move along your way, sir.
Hang on. Let me measure.
An officer driving in the 1300 block of Guthrie Avenue, 5:45 p.m. Tuesday, spotted a man wearing only a pair of red shorts pedaling westbound. He was heading toward an intersection with 10 to 15 occupied cars, but his penis and testicles were clearly hanging out of the leg of his shorts, the report states. By the way, there's a young officer, I don't know whether it was a he or a she in this case, who's got to be sitting there in that second going, is this a thing I want to – did I see that or did I not see that? Well, I got to decide right now.
Paperwork and everything else, is it worth it?
Do I want to spend the next 2 hours talking to this old man about his junk? And then you also have to be thinking, this isn't why I became an officer of the law.
I don't know. Maybe he does love protecting the public, you know? Maybe that's his thing.
But you don't go into police work to get involved in this guy's case, right?
I can't imagine that you do. No.
Let me see. Clearly hanging out of his shorts. The cyclist continued past the officer with his genitals still in clear view. At this point, I assume that the male was either A, intending to expose himself to the general public, B, or was intoxicated, or C, had a mental condition and was not aware that his genitals were fully exposed, the officer wrote. The squad car turned around, activating its lights. The cyclist pulled over, and then he made the classic mistake of putting his genitals back inside his shorts, thereby telegraphing to the officer that he knew it was out and he was exactly what he was doing.
So leave it out?
Leave it out.
Leave it out and be like, I had no idea.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed,
this
officer.
This is horrible.
I mean, aren't you just admitting?
Yeah, pretty much.
David Charles Walls, 61, of Des Moines, was offended as the offending cyclist.
61?
So what's a 61-year-old going on?
Yes.
Flopping around out in the open.
He also apparently became upset when the officer stopped him, asking why he'd been stopped. He said he had no idea that his genitals were showing. Now, I was on Team Walls until I saw the next paragraph that he has been 3 times arrested for indecent exposure before. And that, to me, that just – that kind of seals
so once
his
is cool
doom.
With you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I mean –
twice?
If
what about twice, though? If this was his second time?
I don't know. I feel like I feel like he had a defense until they brought up his rap sheet and realized how many times he'd flashed before. You know what I mean? I think he could have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for those meddling kids. So anyway, so that, ladies and gentlemen, that's the America we live in now, is you can't ride around with your junk out on a bike.
Flopping all around.
Right?
Ugh.
It's kind of sad. I'm sorry to get us into the
weekend. This country's going right to hell.
Thanks, Obama.
Right?
Ugh.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
Because it's a sausage party.
It's not going to be as good as yesterday with Tom Brady and Gronk and Edelman, but
wait, what?
Today on the program we have the Movie Beat because it's Friday. We have RJ Bell from Las Vegas talking about his NFL picks. We have Adam Sessler, an old friend of ours, talking video games today. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have your tickets for the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball and our weekly visit with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Weekly?
Yeah.
I was not aware.
It's Astrophysicist Friday.
High five.
Kevin, you going to throw down? You going to show him what's up?
I mean, if I have to. I hope not to have to.
I would like you to. I hope that you're going to be paying very close attention to what he says so that you can correct him on the stuff he gets wrong. Because you know how loosey-goosey these scientists get with their facts sometimes. Because they're not used to coming up against a guy like you who can source them on
the
material.
Thank you. So that's coming up later this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6.
It is finally Friday morning. Time to get started with the Showbiz Beat for the first time this morning. Here's Ralph Garman. Hey, Ralph.
Hey. We'll give congratulations to Tom Hardy and his lovely wife, Charlotte Riley. They welcomed their first child together into the world. Tom has a 7-year-old son named Lewis, with his ex-girlfriend, and now he's got a beautiful baby girl.
No word. I think you're probably right.
No word yet on what the name is. I'm dying to know what the name is.
Yeah?
Bane, right? It's got to be Bane.
It'd be pretty strong.
Baby Bane. Bane baby. Baneby.
Do you have to put baby in the name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How else are you going to know what it is? Right?
Right. I didn't think of that.
You see Michael J. Fox on Jimmy Kimmel the other night?
I did.
Charming guy. Great interview that Jimmy did with him. Of course, they had that great sketch with Michael and Christopher Lloyd reprising their roles as Marty and Doc Brown. But Michael also debuted Nike's self-lacing shoes from Back to the Future. And Nike has announced they're going to begin selling those self-lacing shoes in 2016. You can own them yourself. Press the button.
Wow.
And they lace themselves up.
So they only made those because of the movie? There's no demand for that, right? I mean, they just made it as a tie-in to...
Yeah,
hey,
I would say so, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course they made them because they were in the movie.
No, but I'm saying they didn't make them because anyone needed them or wanted them. It's just it's a promotional item, really, basically, right?
No, it's a real shoe.
Why can't other people have fun?
No, they can.
I don't understand your confusion about this.
My confusion.
It's a cool thing that was in a movie, and now they're making it real.
Okay, but they're okay.
You're asking there was no demand for it. Nobody needed these.
Well,
other
there was
than
no demand for Velcro shoes either, but they made them.
But no, those are fast and convenient, though. A lot of people, I think,
this
like
is also
the Velcro
fast
shoes.
And convenient.
Self-lacing shoes. Think it through.
You can lace your shoes quicker with these shoes than you can by doing it by hand.
It seems dumb.
This is from the guy with the amazing and cool Back to the Future Day excitement, having never seen the movie. Now it's all dumb.
It's so yesterday.
You can go right to hell.
So in the
go
past.
Right to hell.
Bean sucks. Bean sucks. Bean sucks.
Bean
sucks.
Got a crowd here in a hurry.
Triple that up. A little bit.
Yeah. A little weakness.
It's kind of a light mob.
They sort of lose their steam right there.
What? Ralph got into it. Like, oh.
Everybody was jumping on board and they jumped off. Hey, breast cancer's bad.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say breast cancer is bad. That's why I'm all for a charity called Copafeel.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, no.
I'm just worried about
Bean.
Captain Bean, Creepy up there.
Bean being the chairman of the board of Copafeel.
I'd like to be a part of that.
I live that charity every day on the ferry when we're all pressed up against each other. It's a great charity that collects undergarments from celebrities and auctions them off.
Go on.
For example, Ed Sheeran has donated a pair of his favorite Superman boxers to the event. Olympic diver Tom Daley also donated some chonies. Cara Delevingne autographed a Calvin Klein crop top for the auction. And you can also bid on a bra from Kelly Brook. Model actress Kelly Brook's bra is available for auction. I'm going to be passing the hat later on the show. Can you imagine how happy that bra is to stop having to do that?
That bra is worn out.
Heavy lifting and that brutal job it had to do for all those years, and now it's free. It's like retiring a racehorse to a stud farm. You just get to graze and just relax the rest of your days.
That's a Hoover Dam of bras right there, the work Lord. It's been asked to do. It's fun, right, Allie?
No. Nope.
Why no underwear, though? Why no underwear? Why can't I get a whole set? Why can't I get a Kelly Brook set?
Nope.
I think you're probably...
I need both.
I don't think you need both.
I need both for my soup recipe.
Oh, my God. No. It's too early.
It's never too early for soup.
Yes.
Soup's the perfect meal.
That has long been our motto.
Yes, it has. Hey, Adele! What's up, Adele?
Adele.
Making copy. Adele.
Wow.
She's got a new album coming out in November. 25 is the name of the album. Once again, based on her age. She said this will probably be the last album she names after her age.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
25 plus will be the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Still look 25. Look good for my age. She released some new music. Yesterday, late last night, and it was very exciting. Everybody was very happy with it. You want to hear a little taste?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Wow.
Sounds better than ever.
Nope.
She's really changing up her style.
I don't believe that's... I think that
she's taking her success for granted at this point.
I don't think she just doesn't. I don't think that. I don't think that. I don't.
That happened, that. By the way. Let's just, as a side note, that went on somewhere for something.
Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Allie was singing along.
Allie was lip syncing.
She was.
I listened 15 times.
Big time.
Love her so much.
She is she's a powerhouse. Great new music from Adele. Just so good. Why so long, though? Why'd she take so long? Why
she's
such
a
lazy whore? Why is she a lazy whore?
I don't know that that's what anyone is
that's
saying.
That's the name of the new album, I think.
I don't think it's 25.
You just said lazy 25 whores.
Lazy whore. Subtitle.
If you haven't seen the video, good Lord.
Colon.
She looks amazing.
Today's celebrity birthday is director Ang Lee is 61 years old today. Alfred Matthew Yankovic celebrates his 56th birthday. That's a Weird Al to you and me.
I can't believe
it. I wish that was so. Bean, you all right?
Hey. Okay.
I'm all right. I'm going to get some cold water. Splash it on his penis. TV show host Nancy Grace is 56. Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo celebrates his 51st birthday. My buddy John Huertas. He is, of course, on Castle, and he was on Joe Schmo Show with me back in the day, 46 years old today. Ryan Reynolds is 39. Kat Dealy, she's the real Dealy right there, isn't she? She's 39 years old. Cage the Elephant singer Matt Schultz is 32. Meghan McCain, TV host and journalist, is 31. Singer Miguel is 30. And actress Jessica Stroop.
Sorry, Dewan.
29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph on the desktop, everybody.
I like beats.
Speaking of Ralph, he is here on the Kevin Beach Show for a Friday morning on K-Rock with a little feature we like to call the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Good wow or bad wow?
This weekend is jam-packed.
Good wow.
With movies.
All right.
You will find something in here that is to your taste. I guarantee.
You got some louds for the monkey?
I got louds for the monkey.
Okay.
I got funnies. I got scaries.
You got sads.
I got sads. I got crazies. I got laughs. I have holograms. Let's start off with the sads. I Smile Back is out in limited release this weekend. This is Sarah Silverman's big dramatic role. This is the movie that's going to make her a dramatic actress. This ain't no funny Sarah Silverman. This is crazy, depressed, drug-addicted, slutty Sarah Silverman.
Yeah,
the real
rough.
Sarah Silverman. The one we know. She plays a character named Lainey Brooks, and Lainey is married with kids, but she does not behave as such. She takes whatever drugs she wants. She sleeps with whatever men she wants. She disappears when she wants. She comes home when she wants. She has some issues, and she tries to put her life back together in I Smile Back. Go see a matinee of this film. Come out of the theater when the sun is still shining, or you will go home and you will draw a bath and you will lay down and you're going to open up a vein.
I don't think that's
this is not a good time at the movies, but maybe Sarah will get some awards and it'll all be worth it. Here is the trailer for I Smile Back.
Nobody tells you that it's terrifying to love something so much.
Oh my gosh!
Why did you stop taking your meds?
They were making me fat.
So you'd rather be insane?
I just want you to be happy, Lainey, like you used to be.
Mom, I can't breathe.
Don't you want to be happy? What do you want?
I'd love to smile like that again.
Oh.
I think Sarah Silverman is a good actress, by the way. This movie looks tough, though.
I don't think anyone said she wasn't a good actress.
Daylight, though. Daylight is the tip.
Daylight is what we're saying. Daylight. Suffragette opens up this weekend in limited release as well. The story of the early feminist movement, the women who made it possible for women to vote.
Blech. Right? Dark times, right, guys?
Nope.
No. No, not dark times at all. Oh. These women were heroes. Carey Mulligan stars along with Helena Bonham Carter, Meryl Streep, Anne-Marie Duff. Great cast in Suffragette. Here is Meryl Streep talking to a group of young female activists back at the turn of the century. Suffragette.
We are fighting for a time in which every little girl born into the world will have an equal chance with her brothers. Never underestimate the power we women have to define our own destinies. We do not want to be lawbreakers. We want to be lawmakers.
I like how Kevin put the Hollywood soundtrack behind that speech. It made it snazzier. Brought a little upbeat action to it. Meryl Streep's performance.
I dimmed it some. I turned it down a bit.
Feel free to bring it all the way down when we play the clips.
All right.
Makes fun for everyone. Jem and the Holograms. Oh, who didn't grow up loving Jem and her holograms? Story of a band that had powers and became global spies and stuff. Loved that series. This movie apparently has nothing to do with that series.
Really?
They took the name and they changed it into a story of a girl who becomes a star on YouTube.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Jem and the Holograms seems to be, some say, ashamed of its roots. They took the popular cartoon and then just did everything to distance themselves.
All right, throw all that out.
From the
start again.
Origin material. Here's a scene where Juliette Lewis, who stars in the film, tells Jem and her holograms what an opportunity they have. They're about to be one of the biggest bands in the world. Aubrey Peoples of Nashville stars as Jem. Here's the scene.
After the last show, you get a paycheck. But that's not what this is about. I want you all to think of this as an opportunity to reinvent yourselves. Escape, you know? It's forget all that dismal mediocrity that you grew up in. Maybe take this moment to decide who do you want to be? Who is that person? What does she look like? And reimagine yourself the way you want to be. With a little help, of course.
There's a lot of Razzie buzz. A lot of Razzie buzz.
Oh, really?
One. Yeah.
That
I think
bad.
It's an early contender for worst picture at the Razzies, so you got that going for you. Don't be left out. When they start talking about the Razzie Awards, and you don't want to be left out. When you vote, you want to know what you're talking about.
Our sister producer Christine, who is one of the people who's very disappointed by what she's seen and heard about this movie, says that there's a very popular social media hashtag right now, Not My Jem, with people who are kind of rebuffing this interpretation of the story.
All right. Define very popular hashtag.
Sometimes you have to take a stand, Ralph.
So, I think there's
some people who put that up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think they're Jem and the Holograms fans who are very disappointed in the direction that this movie has gone.
Okay. Boycott Jem. That's what I'm saying. Burnt opens up this weekend. Bradley Cooper stars in a film that Kevin will never, ever see. It's a story of a chef who destroyed his career with drugs and diva behavior, but then he returns to London trying to redeem himself by spearheading a top restaurant and trying to gain 3 Michelin stars.
Oh, I hope he gets it.
Now, I personally, as a foodie, am fascinated and looking forward to this film.
Right.
Kevin is a guy who would just eat just instant breakfast out of the envelope and just mix it with his spit as a meal.
I'm not into the whole how to
it's
make
fascinating.
Food. Yeah, great.
It's
enjoy
the whole how to make food.
I'm not. The whole Food Channel, none of it interests me. None of it.
But the dynamics, the drama of the restaurant world is
you enjoy
is fascinating.
That. You enjoy it, Ralph.
And look, it just something. The backstory on anything can be interesting if told well.
Right.
And Burnt seems to be that film. Bradley Cooper stars with Sienna Miller, Daniel Brühl, great cast. John Wells is the director. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I don't want my restaurant to be a place where you come and eat. I want people to sit at that table and be sick with longing.
If you try to start a new restaurant, there are at least a dozen people who will try to have you killed.
The kitchen's the only place I've ever felt like I really belong.
I loved every minute of it, the heat, the pressure, the violence.
You
are looking at that all the time. Yes, yeah? Chef. You have eyes on it the whole time, so you hit the pass.
Yes, chef.
Yeah? Look at me. Yeah?
Yes, chef.
You up for it?
Yes, chef.
All right, let's go!
Yes, chef!
Oh, you.
Come on, Kevin. They dropped some plates. That was loud enough for you, wasn't it?
Come on.
Wasn't that loud?
Unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable.
Let
at
us
all.
Know how it is, Ralph.
Oh, you're the worst. Rock the Casbah opens up this weekend. Barry Levinson returns to form with star Bill Murray as a down-on-his-luck music manager who discovers a brilliantly talented teenage girl while on a tour in Afghanistan with some musicians. So he decides to take her to Kabul to compete on the wildly popular television show Afghan Star. Zooey Deschanel, Bruce Willis, Bill Murray, all starring Rock the Casbah. Here is the girl auditioning for Bill Murray in Rock the Casbah.
No.
I'm sorry, I don't think I'm...
A grain of sand slips into an oyster and irritates the bivalve. What happens?
A pearl.
Celine Dion, Miss Nicki Minaj, Christina Aguilera occasionally, all of them irritating. You, Mighty Mo, are that irritant.
Can't wait for Rock the Casbah, Paranormal Activity, the Ghost Dimension, just in time for Halloween. There's a special camera that can see ghosts. And when you have that camera, you see ghosts. And then the ghosts are bothering your kid. And what do? You call Ghostbusters.
I'm not sure either,
yeah. But this looks scary. Here's a little girl telling her parents that the ghost has bad plans for her.
What were you doing?
He's going to take me away.
Who's going to take you away? What is that?
I don't know. I don't see anything.
You're all going to die tonight.
And the last film is The Last Witch Hunter. Vin Diesel stars as all that stands between humanity and the combined forces of the most horrifying witches in history. Yes, it's Vin versus the Kardashians. Elijah Wood also stars. Vin Diesel, of course. Michael Caine.
Oh, love.
I do, too. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Last Witch Hunter.
Your immortality has made you the greatest soldier of the Axon Cross in a war between our world and the next.
The most powerful witches that ever walked the earth are here to destroy us.
And so it begins.
There's some very bad things out there.
Who says that a witch can't hunt witches?
You know what I'm afraid of?
He's afraid of nothing.
Boom.
That's why he's the last witch hunter. And I'm guessing the best witch hunter.
Yeah. Sounds like the right guy for the job.
Your job is to keep the witches from getting us and putting spells on us and turning us into toads. So you have to keep them from putting warts all over our skin.
Love Michael Caine and everything. He makes everything sound interesting and good.
He does.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Halo 5 and Star Wars Battlefront and Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, Fallout 4. Huge, huge, huge holiday season for video games. We'll talk about all of them with our friend Adam Sessler in studio next hour on the Kevin Devine Show. Plus, talk a little NFL action for the weekend with RJ Bell from Las Vegas. That's coming up. First, though, how about how excited Ralph was about this auction, Kevin?
He was seriously losing it yesterday. Seriously losing it.
Because Sylvester Stallone is putting it all up for sale. He, of course, the star of Rocky and Rambo and so many other movies, is going to be auctioning off. It sounds like he's been a little bit of a pack rat and collected memorabilia from throughout his long career, and all at one time is going to put it up for auction. So if you are a fan of his work, why not bid on his Eye of the Tiger jacket that he wore in Rocky II, for instance, or the motorcycle that he rode in Rocky III? And the list just goes on and on, all the way up to the Expendables and everything else. So what's going on? Why is he getting rid of everything? We thought we'd find out by getting Sylvester Stallone himself back on the phone on the Kevin Devine Show. Hey, Sly.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing great. We're really surprised. Our man Ralph came in and told us about this story yesterday. I mean, this sounds like a huge auction.
Yeah, you know, I've been lucky, you know, to different movies. And, you know, I held on to all these things, you know, like costumes and props. And, you know, I had them on storage. And I thought, you know, maybe, you know, there's people out there who would like to have some of this, have some of these things. And so, you know, I'll just pass it on to them, you know, and also raise money for some charities, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that it was a charity thing. I thought you were just going to pocket all the cash.
No, a portion of the proceeds, you see, is going to go to charities that help veterans, okay? Guys who have been in war, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm. Speech impediment or brain damage? What do you guys think? Which one?
You know, I'm trying real hard here to do an interview, and right. You're being rude.
Yeah,
I don't mean to be rude. I just
you're being rude. I got costume, you know, props. You know, everybody's gonna bid on these things and make people happy. And then you come along, and he's like, "Oh, you spit on me? Call me a baby killer? I don't know what you're doing."
Wait, wow. Wait a second. Hold on. Wow.
You drew first blood. Wow. You drew first blood.
This escalated quickly. No, I was just saying you sound a little slow today. That's all I was saying.
I don't think you're a very nice man.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend you. We appreciate you coming on.
I could tell you're not trying to offend me with the whole, is it brain damage or speech impediment thing you did. I could see where that would be a compliment, maybe in your world, but not in mine. Coming, baby killer.
What do you have up for sale, Sly, from the arm wrestling movie? Remember the hilarious over-the-top film that you did?
Over the top, I have an actual statue of my arm.
Okay.
The actual arm that I used in the arm wrestling was over the top. And I also have the trucker cap, you know, that I would turn around.
Okay.
I would turn the cap around to get, you know, more powerful.
Yeah. Right. And you think someone will pay for that, or are you just going to throw that in as a bonus on top of another
item? They're going to pay for it.
Come on, Bean.
I'm a veteran, and I came back and I'm a veteran, and they're saying you'll kill me.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You all right? Because I come here,
right.
I'm trying to raise money for charity,
yeah.
Trying to get some props and costumes in the hands of people who appreciate them.
Right.
Not like you want to fight the fight?
Nope.
I'll fight the big fight. Come on. You think my house stinks? You think my house stinks? Yeah, my house stinks.
Having a conversation. It's gonna be left at the end of this.
You all right?
I think you're rude.
106.7, K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 7.
Going to try to make you some money on the NFL this weekend with our friend RJ Bell from pregame.com in Las Vegas just after 7. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning.
It's Friday, new release day.
Woo!
Very exciting. This is the best.
Bean, have you adjusted yet?
Shut up.
No.
Okay. You haven't adjusted to buying your CDs on Friday?
No, I haven't. Because I'm on the island on Friday, again, as I tell you, where there's no record stores. So I don't get to go on Friday.
Wow, I didn't know they isolated the island on Friday and cut off all transportation to the outside world.
You're insane. You're straight insane.
Here's an idea. After the show on Friday, get on the freaking hovercraft or whatever it is you take to the mainland and then go shopping.
I have a schedule and I have a system
sweet
and
Jesus.
I have a routine. And there's no Carrie Underwood for me as a result of that today.
As being mentioned, new Carrie Underwood today. Storytellers available. Blake Shelton reloaded. 20 number one hits on one CD.
He's had 20 number one.
Wow. He's very popular.
Could you tell that by the 20 number one hits he's had?
Yeah.
Dave Gahan. And Soul Savers. Just had Dave in the show this week. Angels and Ghosts is the name of their new CD. It's available today. Elvis Costello's Unfaithful Music is available on CD as well. Harry Connick Jr., that would be me. Vanessa Carlton, Lieberman, I have no idea.
A lot of choices there.
Andrea Bocelli. Hey, Andrea Bocelli, how come you have a new CD? You never come see me, your mom, anymore. You put out the music, but you never come home. Have a nice home-cooked meal. Have a little pasta fazool. Have a little meatball with a gravy, and you sit down and you talk to your parents. And 5 Seconds of Summer sounds good, feels good. Well, it's an interesting batch of new music.
A lot of good stuff.
I can't wait to go shopping today and pick up some of those new CDs. It's going to be great. It's going to be very exciting. Speaking of new music, a lot of people talking about Adele's new song came out in video last night. And, boy, she sounds good. Here's a little taste of the new Adele. Girl,
she's so good.
Damn, Adele. No one is more excited about Adele's resurgence than the UK, of course, her home country. She was recently doing a radio interview with Chris Evans, major radio star over there, who sat down with Adele to talk about her new material and also talk about some other aspects of her career, like her alter ego.
Her alter ego.
Her legendary onstage persona. You know, the one she adopts all the time. Here's a little clip.
Love this stage persona you have to get over your nose. What's her name again?
What? You're talking the third.
Don't you have a stage persona? Don't you have this kind of sort of alter ego that you pretend to become?
No, not really. I mean, I chat a lot.
No, I've got a name here.
Sasha Fierce?
Yes.
That's Beyonce! That's Beyonce, Sasha Fierce. Oh, yeah,
Sasha Carter.
I wish, no. Sasha Fierce is Beyonce's alter ego.
Right.
And then she's now the Mrs. Carter. I wish I was Sasha Fierce.
So wait, so
wow,
he confused...
that's a Kevin moment right there.
He confused white British Adele with
black
Beyonce.
American Beyonce?
Yes.
Sweet. Beyonce's on-stage persona, Sasha Fierce... He thought Adele adopted that on stage when she performed.
Dude.
And how gracious was she in saying...
She had a great time with it. She laughed out loud and enjoyed it.
That's funny.
Is it, Kevin?
Not when it's you. Not when it's you. It's not funny when it's you.
Yeah. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Miguel is 30 years old today. Actress Jessica Straub celebrates her 29th birthday. Meghan McCain is 31. Matt Schultz of Cage the Elephant is 32. Kat Dealey, actress and host of So You Think You Can Dance, 39 today, as is Ryan Reynolds, soon to be seen as Deadpool. Can't wait for that film. John Huertas from Castle, also from the Joe Schmo, season 2, 46 years old today. Robin Trujillo is 51 from Metallica. Nancy Grace is 56. Ang Lee, the very talented director, is 61, Hulk notwithstanding. And Weird Al Yankovic celebrates his birthday today.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
He's white and nerdy.
He sure is.
See?
You don't get it, Kevin.
We need to have a conversation sometime because Bean is not really a fun guy. I wouldn't think he would enjoy Weird Al
at all. The goofiest musician in the world is his favorite musician.
He's
in
funny,
the world.
But he's not fun.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Bean doesn't have a lot of whimsy to him.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Look, Al is for everyone, though, you guys.
Sure.
It's like cats. It's now and forever.
That's right.
He is 56 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
1 hour from right now, I couldn't be more excited about the mental throwdown that's going to be happening here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin versus astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, happening at 8 o'clock this morning here on KREQ. Finally, Kevin, you're going to put that know-it-all in his place,
right? If he shows up, if he's not afraid.
If he even shows up. Exactly. Good point. First, though, let's talk about something we could all enjoy. The NFL Week 7, I want to say we're at already, is this weekend. Our friend RJ Bell on the line from pregame.com. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. Mr. Bell, how are you, sir?
So it's official. The best bet is I'm not the smartest guest today.
Not today.
Just today.
Correct. But only
today,
for today.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But you are the guest who is most likely to help our listeners win money. As long as they didn't bet with you last week, you were 1-2. What's it like at RJ Bell's house on Sunday as he sees his predictions fall away?
Well, I've got a lot of money, or at least relative. It's all relative what's a lot of money, right? One guy, 20 bucks could be a lot. Next guy, maybe it's 2,000. Got a lot of money on these games myself. So you can, if we're all feeling the pain together, yeah, not so bad. I will say this, though, and this is an important story. You can tell an industry how smart it is to be a part of it. Is how smart are the successful people? Like, think back to the real estate boom. There were some pretty limited people that were making a lot of money as a broker, right? And you said, oh, that looks pretty good, right? And like chess, for example, there's brilliant people that can't even make a living at chess, right?
Right, yeah.
So where that's pertinent here is I know some really dumb bookies that drive Cadillacs, and I know some really smart bettors that struggle. So, yeah, we're going to have our ups and downs, but each year our goal is going to be to win money at the end of the year. We're up money this year, and last year 63%, so we're just going to keep on trucking.
Okay, well, let's start with the underdog special. I had never heard the name Landry Jones until last year, and now I feel like I can't go 5 minutes without hearing it. Tell us about Kansas City Chiefs versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You just said it. That's why our underdog special is Kansas City +2. Now, this line isn't up everywhere. It will be soon because Big Ben, there's a slim chance he's going to play, but he probably won't. We're going with KC +2. Landry Jones looked really good last week. Let me tell you something, as a Steeler fan, this was his first regular season game. He had played three preseason. So for 3 years in the preseason only, he was horrible. He will be the worst starting quarterback this week, and it's not even close. Don't be deceived by that one good half of a game last week. And also Pittsburgh, same thing. Their record looks good, but they're +6 in turnovers. Remember, turnovers have a lot of luck. They tend to even out in the long run. Pittsburgh has been outgained by 161 yards this season. That means they're a below-average team based upon the stats. And there's multiple negative Steelers trends. They're not good on the road. They're not good when they leave the Eastern time zone. They're even worse as a favorite. And here's a trend I really, really like. When Pittsburgh is favored the week before playing Cincinnati, Cincinnati is a big rivalry game. It's in the division. If you're favored the week before, maybe you're a little bit lax. In that situation, Pittsburgh, 2-15 against the spread. Everything points to Kansas City. They've got a bad record, but they're not a bad team. Underdog special, Kansas City +2.
Very interesting. All right, the New Orleans Saints have had an incredibly frustrating NFL season, as you know, RJ, and they're up against the Indianapolis Colts. What do you think about this one?
Best bet of the week on the Colts. I rarely play Andrew Luck. He's been so popular, and that results in him being overrated, overpriced, expensive. But when the fans feel strongly, and we know this about life, there tends to be a backlash when there's underperformance. And that's what we're seeing here. There's a real backlash of negativity against the Colts. We do our Vegas power rankings at the site. We rank them 1 to 32 from a Vegas perspective. And you can just do simple math and say, well, what should the line be on this game based on the power rankings? The math says the Colts should be favored by 7.5 in this game. They're only favored by 4. There's really no good reason for that. Luck is less than 100% based upon what we saw last week health-wise, but so is Drew Brees. So let's call that a wash. Saints have the worst defense in the league statistically. Indy is much, much better at home. All NFL teams are better at home, some more than others. Colts are much better at home. And check out these two strong Indy trends, really strong. When the Colts are off a loss, so they lost last week to the Patriots, 17-3 against the spread that next game. They really bounce back. When the Colts play a team with a losing record, 19-4 against the spread. So they beat up on the weak sisters. They bounce back after a loss. We've got both of those. Colts are out of favor right now. It's a time to buy when they're out of favor. Best bet, Indy, -4.
I love how many different ways you're able to slice these seasons up, too. It's so interesting.
I'm not sure I buy it all, but it seems to work.
Well, listen, here's the thing, though. If it was obvious, if I was obviously right, the line would account for it. So really, handicapping is more art than science. There's a little bit of science, a lot of art.
Fascinating. All right, there's no question the Patriots are the best team in football right now, but the Jets are also good, right? This could be an interesting game.
Yeah, you're doing a great tease to the analysis. That's exactly the analysis. Jets is the big game pick, +9, and it is obvious. The Pats are the best team. It's not even close. This isn't just the public that thinks it. It's what Vegas thinks. They're the highest scoring team in the league. Brady has been unbelievable. Last four games, he's averaged over 350 yards passing. And during those four games, 10 touchdowns, only one interception. Here's the thing, though. It's all known. It's a fact. It's priced into this number. So you can't have any edge betting something that everyone knows is true. Here's what everyone doesn't know is true. How good the Jets are. They're much, much better than expected. And if you look at their stats, the very best defense in the league. I mean, think about it. Of all the teams in the league, the very best defense. And they've been upgraded by Vegas by 5.5 points. That's the most of any team this year in the NFL. They have the best yardage differential. Now, what does that mean? How many yards do the Jets gain? How many yards do their opponents gain? Of all the teams in the NFL, they have the best yardage differential, the best rushing offense. I mean, up and down, their stats are unbelievable. And most people don't know it. They know their record's pretty good. They don't know how good this team has been, and that is not priced into the number. That's the difference. The Pats are priced in how good they are. The Jets aren't. Not saying the Jets are as good as the Pats, but we're getting 9 points here, and it's close enough for us to really like as our big game pick, Jets +9.
And I'll just say one more thing about the Patriots. Here's how good they are this season. I can't even tell how they're cheating. I mean, that is impressive.
Well,
right?
Listen, we'll know by the end of the year, probably.
All right. Recapping RJ's picks, the underdog special is the Kansas City Chiefs +2 versus his Steelers. You got the Colts -4 against the New Orleans Saints, and the big game, as you just heard, New York Jets +9 versus the New England Patriots. You can see this and so much more at pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press in Las Vegas. Our friend RJ Bell, follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Have a great week, a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks.
Thank you.
Our old friend Adam Sessler, who we fell in love with way back in the G4 days and has kept in touch since then, is back in studio with us here on the Kevin Meacham. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good. You got a company called Fury Head Incorporated.
Yes.
What kind of stuff do y'all do?
Well, what I do primarily is it's a consultant. So a lot of people that work in the video game press, they get old and they have to move on. And so there's this kind of gray pasture that they go into is the world of consulting. You spend 15, 17 years giving your opinion and playing as many games as you can get your hands on. You do tend to have a unique set of skills.
Right.
Because even people who are making games, they do like to play games, but they can't play, you know, it's not their job to play other people's games. It's their job to make the game they're working on.
Right.
So it's an opportunity to kind of work with certain game companies in various ways and offer that second set of eyes.
Well, we have a lot of things we want to talk to you about. You're involved in so many interesting things right now. Plus, we want to get a preview of some of the new games for fall, because I know it's going to be another great fourth quarter for the video game industry. But I want to start with this. Since the last time you were in, are you now so famous that you had a false report of your death?
That's right, there was.
That happened. Tell me what that's like when you wake up and you realize you're dead.
Yeah, someone updated my Wikipedia page to say I died. And I bet I woke up around 6:30 in the morning, and I looked at my phone. So I get like Twitter updates and stuff, and I'm like, there is a lot of activity for, you know, midnight.
What's going on?
And people are kind of checking in to see about my health. And so, you know, at least I got to do that Mark Twain quote, which is, you know, rumors of my death have been grossly exaggerated.
Were people at least saying nice things?
Yes. Yeah, some people were relieved. Nice. Some people were not relieved. You know,
did you find an actual...
They had to recork the champagne.
Yeah. Too bad. Did you actually find people who just believed it without further verification, who were actually, you know, tweeting or updating their statuses about you and talking about how sad they were?
I think had I not woken up that early, it could have reached that point, but I was able to kind of, you know, say I'm alive.
Okay. Nip that fake death in the bud.
I'll change it again if you want. I mean, is that what we're saying?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Let's talk about the world of gaming right now, because as I mentioned, fourth quarter, you know, just like with the, you know, with the movies and everything else, it's huge, big names, a lot of titles in time for Christmas, and the season really kind of starts today, right?
Yeah, I mean, it started a kind of a few weeks ago, but now is the date Assassin's Creed Syndicate comes out. And this is a Friday, which is a very – this is a new thing we're seeing. Usually games come out on Tuesdays. So I'm very curious to see kind of what the effect might be, not just on sales, but, you know, people sort of talking about the game throughout the week.
Yeah, it's also, I think, pretty smart because people can play it without missing work.
Yeah. Because some Maybe games people will miss work yeah. for, but yeah. So, this week is Assassins. I think next week we see Halo, and then there's going to be Fallout. There's going to be Star Wars Battlefront. I mean, this is a nice, healthy collection of games that's coming out probably over the next 6-7 weeks.
Which one's your favorite of the games this year?
My favorite so far, my anticipated
coming out,
favorite.
Of the ones that are coming out that you're most excited about.
I have to say the game Fallout 4, and I don't think I'm alone in having this enthusiasm. I know I was on the show probably years ago for the game called Skyrim. It's this team called Bethesda Game Studios. They're just insanely talented, and they make these massive open world games that have just all this content. You can play them for 200-300 hours. And this is in the Fallout series where instead of fantasy, it's post-apocalyptic. And they, you know, the game Fallout 3 is much, much loved. This one takes all of those aspects and really seems to play on them, where you can just kind of scavenge parts in this post-apocalyptic Boston and make your own weapons. Some of them can shoot teddy bears as a deadly projectile.
Yeah, what?
Exactly. So it's that kind of play as you want, use the world how you want to use it, explore, and there's a really cool post-apocalyptic story that's inside of it as well.
What about Star Wars Battlefront?
No, hold on. Before you move on, Kevin, did you say that it's post-apocalyptic Boston?
It's like sure
the, is that like the first city that they destroy? Because that's genius and should be done.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That is best case scenario.
The prior one, Fallout 3, was in post-apocalyptic D.C., and there has been post-apocalyptic Vegas. Mm-hmm. They decided to go to Boston. Because I think, because you know, it's
because
America.
Patriots,
exactly because the Patriots.
All right, Kevin, you were asking about Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, is that going to get a huge boost from the movie coming out? Or
I don't know that Star Wars thing. I don't know how much is that going to help?
Who's talking about it?
We're talking about the Star Wars. We're talking about suffragettes, aren't we?
Did you get a chance to play any Battlefront when it was in beta?
Only a tiny bit. Unfortunately, I have been on the road promoting stuff I know we'll be talking with you
we'll
guys
get to,
about.
Yeah. Right.
But it's just one of those games where it just kind of delivers on that fantasy. And I think with all of the Star Wars hype, and you see so many more lightsabers in the trailers for, you know, the Star Wars movies, the idea of, yeah, we're going to get on our speeders, we're going to get our lightsabers, we're going to have that kind of fun and just fight one another. I think it's also a nice alternative to a lot of the other multiplayer shooters out there that can be really heavy-handed. Your Battlefields, your Call of Duties. It's not like they're mean-spirited, but there's a sense of gravity.
Right.
It's army people shooting each other in the face. This is Star Wars people shooting each other in the face.
Yeah.
And there's just something a little bit more lightweight. But you have all of the drama of the AT-STs and the AT-ATs and everything. And it's an easy sell. I'll put it that way.
When Disney bought Star Wars a few years ago, what did they pay? $4 billion, if I remember correctly? What were your initial reactions as to how you thought that partnership was going to unfold? And has it surprised you so far? Are they doing what you thought they would?
You know, had Disney not already acquired Marvel and done wisely with it, like it didn't, I think everyone worries about Disneyfication, which I think we now know doesn't happen as frequently as it once did. You know, they respected the Marvel characters. They obviously made a lot of money off of them.
And made really good movies.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm one of those guys who's still kind of smarting from the prequels of Star Wars. And
sure.
So it's like, well, this still has to be better than what we just got.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> That's a really great point, Adam. It's almost like we wish Disney had bought Star Wars sooner, because they might have been able to avoid those movies.
Exactly. And, you know, what I love about the trailers for the Star Wars movies, especially the first one, not the one that just came out, mm-hmm. is it doesn't reveal anything about the story, but it shows just enough images to make it clear they're like, we understand.
Yeah.
We're giving you
what
you want.
We're giving you it.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Shut up and give us time.
All right, that's the voice of our friend Adam Sessler here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about two things. A Friday the 13th game that has not been made yet, but if you have your way, it will be, right?
Yes.
And a movie that Adam Sessler's in. I didn't even know you were an actor, or weren't you until this?
I don't know if I am.
Still. Okay, all right. And the movie looks awesome, by the way. In the tradition of films that we have championed on this show, like Zombieaver, I think you're going to want to hear about Lumberjack Man when we return right after this on K-Rock. Our friend Adam Sessler in city with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam is...
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. This is a whole new level of nerd.
That's right. That's what Adam Sessler is. He is the president of Theory Head Incorporated, by the way, and has so many things going on. Let's start with the Friday the 13th Kickstarter. Now, this was news to me. But the Kickstarter has been up for a few weeks and is doing fantastically, right?
It's doing well. But, man, I would just love to reach our goal because then I nap. That is something I am not done.
And by doing well, how much are you looking for and how much do you have right now? We're still 3 weeks to go.
We're a little under 500,000. We're aiming for 700,000. There are stretch goals that go further that will allow us to make more interesting content for the game. So obviously,
let's not gloss over $500,000,
yeah,
though,
that's
already,
yeah,
already planned
people,
for a game.
People like that franchise. And, you know, and I got to say, myself and the other guys who are working on it, we love it. We know other people who love it, but you don't know if you can fairly extrapolate from that, you know, right, millions of other people love it, and that's what we had to be counting on to make this Kickstarter work.
Has there ever been a Friday the 13th game before?
There was. There was one on the Nintendo system, the original one from 1989. It is kind of notorious for its difficulty. I don't think I've personally met someone who's actually finished the game.
Wow.
But
surprised that's all there was.
Well, because they wanted to hold on to the license for the right game. And this is the neat story about how this game came about. It was originally a different game called Slasher Volume 1 Summer Camp. And, you know, there's seven people that play counselors, and there's one person that plays the killer, and the counselors need to make it through the night, and the killer tries to go after them. It obviously implied Friday the 13th right up to the point where it would stop being legal.
Right.
That they also hired Tom Savini, the very famous horror makeup artist, and Kane Hodder, who played Jason in the more famous representation 7, 8, and 9, and 10. And he was going to do the motion capture. Because they were involved, Sean S. Cunningham, who directed the first movie and owned the license, he found out about the game, uh-oh, took one look at it and said, this is what I've been holding onto my license for.
Really?
You can have it for free.
Wow.
That's why we're going to Kickstarter, is they were funded to make this other game, Slasher. And now it's like, we got to turn it into Friday the 13th. And with legions of fans, we want to do it right. We really want to serve them. We don't necessarily want to have investors from other people that might want to change Friday the 13th to something that might be deemed more palatable to a broader audience. We mm-hmm. want to be gory. We want to figure out if there's ways to undress yourself. I don't think we're going to figure that one out. But more or less, you know, all the things that are associated with a horror movie that make it a little bit maybe more narrow in terms of its appeal, we want to make sure that's there. And that's why we're going to crowdfunding rather than a more traditional route.
So donate, but no strings attached. You don't get to say what happens.
No, but obviously we're very sensitive and we're going to be very transparent with our audience as we go through the development
of the game. You say we. Are you a part of the company that's making it?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a part of the company. I'm working with them.
Okay.
My job right now is what I'm doing right now, which is getting the word out about the Kickstarter. Obviously, if we get funded, I am so excited to help work with these guys. What's neat about this game is so many video games, especially multiplayer games, you resolve the match through conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shoot the other guy, you kill the monster. Here, if you're a counselor, the last thing you want to do is find Jason. You just want to make it through the night. So you can work with some people.
Interesting.
And maybe you want to sabotage other people because they might be better prey. So you can get through the night or get into a boat or fix the car and get off the map.
So you're just running away.
More or less, yes. It's a very scary game of hide and go seek.
Wow.
But it kind of violates conventional wisdom. And that's one of the things. I love horror. But this runs contrary to how so many other games are designed that I am just excited with experimentation. I think it also is going to make it actually more broadly appealing. My wife, who hates video games, loves horror movies. She said, I need you to teach me how to use a controller. This is the one game I want to play.
I love that she hates video games and married you.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's a strange choice, but all right.
Can you play counselors and or Jason and or campers?
Yes. So wow. Seven counselors, Jason. All the players in the game, all the characters in the game are player controlled. So it's, you know, you've got to kind of use your own ingenuity and how you want to communicate with other people to figure it out. So maybe you want to be with a slower counselor because when Jason shows up, you run and he's going to get it. You know, maybe you want to be with the guy who's better at fixing the boat. And so you and maybe other people try to go get the parts to fix the boat. Mm-hmm. But here's the catch. The boat only fits two people. So who gets on the boat to get out there?
A lot of choices. That sounds really cool, Adam.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Tell me about the process of getting through this particular thing. Like, in what
in best case scenario, when would we have the game?
The goal is end of next year.
End of next year.
Yeah. So, because, you know, there is already work being done on what was Slasher Volume 1, and that's the experimentation to figure out that right sense of balance. Okay, what are the skill sets we're going to give the various counselors? Because the counselors are based on famous horror movie archetypes. You can imagine all of them now. You know, there's the bad girl, there's the jock. Figure out what are their various skills, how do they work in concert and against one another, and then how powerful do we make Jason? Because usually what you want in a video game is it's supposed to be balanced in some way on both sides. Right. Here we don't want balance. If you see Jason, you're probably going to die.
That's bad news.
There will be ways to kill Jason,
right.
But it is not in your best interest. It would probably involve a lot of people working together.
Wait,
but
why is it not in your best interest? Because if you kill him, you're safe.
If you confront him, you will probably die.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you work with like maybe four other people, it will probably take more than one person to take out Jason. But if he finds five people all together, well, that's five people that are probably dead all in one go. So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. Go to Kickstarter, Kickstarter.com, and just search Friday the 13th, the game, and it'll come up. And you got three more weeks to raise the rest of the money to get this thing made.
All right. Anyone can donate. I just love you. That's all.
Yes, please do, because it really does sound and look awesome. Let's change gears in our remaining moments with our friend Adam Sessler here on the Kevin O'Bean Show. Lumberjack Man. I saw the trailer yesterday. I am in, and it's available now. I can watch it right after the show on Amazon.com, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on VOD. Obviously, Amazon. If you have an Xbox or a PS4, it's right there for VOD. It's a lot of fun. It's a horror comedy, as you can probably tell, because it's called Lumberjack Man.
But Michael Madsen is a legitimate, actual, honest-to-goodness, real actor.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like he wandered onto the wrong set, but it was wonderful what he did. He's really, really funny in it. He plays Dr. Peter Shirtcliffe. He's the guy who knows about the evil demon logger that's stalking the woods around Good Friends Church Camp. Of which I am the head counselor.
Obviously. Oh, that's bad casting.
With hair, by the way. You with hair is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. There is a wig. I actually picked out that wig myself, and the very nice people who worked in, you know, wardrobe looked at me as if I had lost my mind. Because I think they're used to actors who would like to look good on camera.
Right. Right.
And they've never really seen someone who so willfully denigrated themselves on camera.
It does look like you went to summer camp with a bunch of babes, is what it looks like. The filming was for Lumberjack Man.
Yeah. I mean, this is very true to a 1980s style slasher film. So there is a lot of blood and there is a lot of boobies.
A lot of
shirts are coming off. And there's profanity. All the things that you would expect. But the funny thing is, it looks really good. It's shot in a way that's almost too, for what the content is, it looks like it could be like a Terrence Malick movie.
Right.
The most difficult thing for a movie like this, I think, is the tone of being scary and funny. That just seems like that's a tough line to walk.
And, you know, and it does a really good job. You know, I watch it. It's weird. I can't get scared because I know everything that's about to happen. But, you know, I saw it with some friends last weekend. And some people, I think they started to develop an affection for the characters. And that's really the trick, is you want to see them make it through because you kind of like them, and you want to, if there was a real world, you want them to somehow exist inside of it.
Why does a demon take over a lumberjack?
It has to do with pancakes.
Okay, of course.
Come on, Kevin.
It has to do with revenge,
Kevin.
It has to do with pancakes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think we have a clip from the trailer forever. Lumberjack Man, again, available on demand, PlayStation, Xbox, Google Play, Amazon, ever. Listen up with our friend Adam Sessler.
There's a demon logger out there. More powerful than you could ever imagine. This camp sits on the sinkhole of hell. There ain't no God around here.
Come on.
And this was a true story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think.
About a camp that sat on the sinkhole of
hell.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Sure was.
All right. With all the stuff going on, follow him on Twitter at Adam Sessler. It's lumberjackmanmovie.com and Kickstarter.com for the Friday the 13th game. Adam, great to see you again, man. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
1 week from tonight at the El Rey Theater, it's the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball. We want you to be there, and we are going to give you a chance to win tickets between 8 and 9.
Problem? What's all right?
Between 8 and 9 coming up this morning. Give you a chance to win those. Plus, we'll talk to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson coming up just after 8. That's going to be fun. Let's just let Kevin have the fun. Why am I even on the call? I can't compete with those two, right?
How dare you, sir.
Kevin and Dr. Tyson? That's all coming up. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
It's a Friday. That means new music. New Music Friday. There are CDs you can buy.
Wow.
restaurants around.
Sure.
Yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer.
That's a choice.
Sounds good. Feels good. Smells good. Tastes good. Will be their follow-up, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
They suck, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with that.
Andrea Bocelli's Cinema, also released today. Blake Shelton has his greatest hits album, Reloaded. 20 number one songs on that CD. That's nuts. It's a whole world I knew nothing about. But good for those people and their gun racks.
But you like Blake on The Voice.
I do like Blake on The Voice. Yeah. He's very likable on that show.
And you love the show Nashville?
I do love the show Nashville. And yet there's a complete disconnect with me and country music.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Unless it's, you know, Luke Wheeler.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yum.
Carrie Underwood, storyteller, Dave Gahan, our buddy, and Soul Savers with Angels and Ghosts, Elvis Costello's Unfaithful Music. Harry Connick Jr. has got a new CD called That Would Be Me, and Vanessa Carlton with a CD that this must be a typo. Lieberman?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that title's all about.
I don't know what that is.
Speaking of new music, however, very excited about the new Disney album, We Love Disney, it's called. It's an all-star album of artists covering their favorite Disney songs. Ariana Grande does a Disney song. I Like to Lick Donuts.
Is that a Disney song?
Well-known song from Mary Poppins, yeah.
Huh.
Neo, Jesse J, Jason Derulo, Gwen Stefani. Gwen does Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie. Jason nice. Derulo does Can You Feel the Love Tonight from Lion King. Jesse J sings Part of Your World from Little Mermaid.
All right.
Ariana Grande, Zero to Hero from Hercules. And, of course, there's Fallout Boy. That's right. You heard me. That's the first single off the new CD, We Love Disney. Fallout Boy singing I Want to Be Like You from Jungle Book.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
It was just released today. Here's a little taste. I don't believe this is...
What's that?
I don't believe this is Fall Out Boy.
They really took some liberties with the melody.
I don't think.
Okay.
All right. Makes you want to do the monkey.
Your girlfriend, Casey Musgraves, has got a real good cut on that album, too, Ralph. I know you love her, as do I.
Okay. Why are you making those noises?
I have no idea. I do love her. What's she sing on there, Bean?
I think she does Spoonful of Sugar, I think.
There it is now. A little Spoonful of Sugar. Panic at the Disco is going to release a new album in January. The band's official website says it's their fifth studio effort, Death of a Bachelor. It'll come out on January the 15th. Of course, it's a follow-up to their huge hit CD from 2013, Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. Still one of my favorite titles. You can pre-order the album now on iTunes if you're so inclined. And then they're going to be touring. So far, they only have 3 shows lined up. January 12th in London, the 14th in New York City, and then the 19th here in Los Angeles. Speaking of traveling, I got to head to Lisbon.
Lisbon?
Lisbon.
What's there?
An airport.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this week at the Lisbon airport, some passengers were waiting for their luggage at the carousels, like you do. And there at the Lisbon airport, they've got overhead television screens that can show you news and information about flights and apparently porn. Somebody, somehow put porn up on the giant TV screens overhead for several minutes.
Porn always finds a way through, doesn't it?
It sure does. Luckily, someone there filmed the film as it was on the screen and made some funny comments, including, "Welcome to Lisbon." This is the best thing about Europe, by the way. Lisbon, of course, Kevin, is in the country of
Portugal.
Wow.
How dare you?
He has been boning up.
It's just a guess.
I
was expecting to be laughed out of the room.
The porn movie played for almost 10 minutes on the overhead.
10 minutes? Yeah. Wow.
And the airport says, how many complaints do you think they got?
One.
Zero complaints.
Oh, God bless you, Europe.
Because it's not in America.
How's
everybody
that possible?
Looked up. Everybody looked up. But, oh, that's funny.
That's crazy.
And went about their business.
Wow.
That's why The old world rules.
There's no million mom march to try to get the airport closed down or get the director fired.
Nobody lost their job. nobody spun out. Nobody burst into flames.
Huh.
No one shot anyone. They all just went, huh. And then they got their luggage and they went about their
business. That sure is sex. That's probably not supposed to be up there.
But it's just sex.
We're cool.
They said, and then they went about their lives.
Does anybody need that much porno?
Yes. Yes, I do. And we're talking about on Wednesday, Back to the Future Day, how a lot of people went to see Back to the Future in movie theaters in the re-release.
Didn't you get to see it?
You know, not yet. No. I haven't made it yet.
Some theaters showed the whole trilogy, some just Back to the Future 2. However, the film itself, just part 2, re-released here in the States, made $1.6 million in that one day. Worldwide, the numbers are in, $4.8 million for that one day limited engagement.
Wow, that was worth putting it back out.
$5 million for a 26-year-old film.
No kidding.
It's crazy. And screenwriter Bob Gale, who wrote those terrific scripts, has confirmed that the character of Biff Tannen in Back to the Future 2, the future Biff, was indeed based on Donald Trump.
Is that right?
Biff runs a casino, owns and runs a casino, and he's got the comb over, and he's got the whole thing going on.
That's funny.
And Gale said, yes, of course, we thought about it when we made the movie. Are you kidding? If you watch part two again, there's a scene where Marty confronts Biff in his office, and there's a huge portrait of Biff on the wall behind Biff, and one moment Biff stands up, and he takes exactly the same pose as the portrait.
I've made my decision. You're fired.
You can't fire Bob Gale. He doesn't work for you. Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Stroop celebrates her 29th birthday today. Miguel is 30. Meghan McCain, 31 years old today. Matt Schultz is 32. Kat Dealy's 39. Ryan Reynolds, also 39. Johnny Huertas turns 46. Robert Trujillo is 51 years old today. Nancy Grace turns 56. Weird Al Yankovic is 56 as well.
Don't want to be a Canadian idiot. Don't want to be some bear swill on hockey night.
Oh, Al's making fun of Canadians. Hey, tonight at the Improv on Melrose, Hollywood Babylon returns. Me and Kevin Smith are going to put Hollywood Babylon back where it belongs, home.
No.
Hollywood Improv, 10 o'clock. There's still a few tickets left if you want to go to improv.com and get your tickets. And then next weekend, of course, it's Hollywood Boobalon.
No!
Our special Halloween edition of Hollywood Babylon. Come out in costume, and we're going to give away prizes and stuff at the Irvine Improv.
Are you guys going to be wearing costumes?
I will be wearing a
you
costume.
Will.
I can't speak for Kevin Smith. He wears a costume every day of his life.
Yeah, true.
With that hockey jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be in costume.
You'll be Batman, right?
No. I'm thinking something for the ladies. Yeah, so a little something for the ladies.
What does that mean?
I might bring out my Magic Mike costume.
Oh.
You know.
No.
Just that jock strap that I wear sometimes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but my gut says no.
Just slather on the baby oil.
I don't think that's good for
Shave
Kevin.
Myself down.
Is it sold out?
Irvine? Yeah. No, there's still tickets for Irvine.
Well, maybe you should...
Yeah, zip it.
No, I'm trying to sell tickets.
Right.
I'm saying if you want to sell tickets.
I'm telling the ladies I'm bringing the beefcake.
Right.
Cut yourself off a little slice of beefcake, ladies.
Right. Really?
No! No! No!
I'm Ralph Garman. I love the Showbiz Beat.
From the American Museum of Natural History in New York City... And beaming out across all of space and time, this is Star Talk, where science and pop culture collide.
We are all kind of geeking out at this moment. Season 2 of the Emmy-nominated Star Trek, Star Talk. I screwed up already. We haven't even said hello to the man. I've already screwed up. I'm so embarrassed. You win. Dr. Tyson, the question was which one of us was going to embarrass ourselves in front of you first, and I guess it was me.
That was a forgivable offense.
I'm sure people make that mistake all the time, right?
Sure, of course they do, Bean.
Star Talk, 11 o'clock this Sunday night on the National Geographic Channel. Dr. Tyson sits down with fellow smart man Bill Clinton. How are you, sir? Great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks. It might be my first time on your show. Thanks for having me.
I think it is, although we have been fans for a long time, and I want to start with something that is in the news. There's a lot of questions I've always wanted to ask you, but we have to talk about this hurricane, this Patricia deal. And I want to ask you, Doctor, we see so many things in the weather that are the biggest and the fastest and the wettest and the driest. And this hurricane is another one that they're saying may be the biggest hurricane ever recorded. It's at over 200 miles an hour. What the hell is going on with our weather?
Right. So just to put things in context, on the hurricane scale, of severity scale, which tops out at 5, the wind speed for the highest, most devastating hurricane is anything higher than like 160 miles an hour. And this thing is 200 miles an hour. And if you Google the descriptions of what kind of damage ensues from each hurricane level, level one, level two, level three, it's like a descent into hell. Like the first one is, oh, some shingles will blow off and some, it'll break some thin trees, but, and some mobile homes will get tossed, but that's fine. And level two, all mobile homes will get, the leaves will get blown off of every tree. Level three, all trees will snap. Level four, leaves are blown off of all branches. Level five, hardly any structures are left standing. So this, if this thing landfalls, I mean, it's happening today, right? So it could be one of the most devastating hurricanes we've seen on land.
I'm worried about Al Roker. He might launch into space.
Well, I've always been amused by the fact that every time a storm hits a shore, there's a really stupid weather person who's on the shore.
Like I said,
trying to get the cameraman closer. Yep. Come in and get the stuff hitting the
Well, we have a lot of listeners in Mexico, and obviously being in Southern California, we have a lot of listeners who go down on vacation to places like Puerto Vallarta. And
well, I mean, it's the west coast of Mexico, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So at this point, we don't have any idea what's going to be left of that part of the country. So obviously, our fingers are crossed for that.
Yeah, what it'll do, it'll take out the grid. I mean, it'll take out the fresh water supply as well as the electricity, and flooding will likely take out the transportation grid. So this is a major disaster ready to unfold.
Yeah,
and, you know, I look forward to a day where we have some way we can tap the energy of a hurricane and use it to drive the power needs of a city that would otherwise be leveled by that hurricane. This would be a level of sort of geoengineering that right now we still just run away from disasters, and it's the power over nature that you would have if you have scientifically trained and engineers and
so you're people. Able to find the upside in a hurricane,
right?
No,
that's the difference between you and I. As I duck and cover.
Another fact is all the best images we have in this hurricane come from space-borne assets. So the people say, "Why are we in space when we got stuff on Earth?" And like space, you know, just. I'm tired. You know,
you're making a lot of sense. All right. Speaking of the grid, and this is another question I wanted to. And I know you don't get a chance to watch much TV because you're very, very busy as the director of the Hayden Planetarium and an astrophysicist and all the other things you do. But every time I watch a show like The Walking Dead, where some catastrophic event has happened, and you just see people roaming the streets trying to stay alive, I always wonder why they never are able to put the grid back up. Like, doesn't it seem 9 months after a zombie attack there would be enough humans left they could get the electricity going again? Aren't you always surprised by that?
This is the factual fear. This is the fear factor of zombies, because as zombies take over, what happens is the human support efforts that keep up the electricity, that maintain the roads, that maintain sanitation, garbage, all of that goes away. And the people that remain are then focused on just their own survival, not on creating a grid that will sustain a city. And so don't think of them as zombies. Think of it as a virus that is spreading, that takes you out of action, and that you could catch if you're not careful.
It's a virus that will bite you, though.
Well, but does it matter? If the virus kills you, who cares if it bit you? Wouldn't it be cool if a human bit a zombie and turned the zombie back into humans again? I thought that would be a cool thing.
There's another Walking Dead spinoff if you're listening, Robert Kirkman. But I guess what I'm always saying is there was a time where none of the infrastructure that we take for granted existed, and human
Correct.
Beings were able to figure out a way to do it. I'd like
well,
to
no,
think
we
that
had
if...
no depend- at that time we had no dependence on the infrastructure. We almost, by definition, we practically define civilization by how much we depend on and take for granted those things that not only enable life and our health and wealth and security, but also allow us to thrive within that. And so, right, every day I wake up, I say, man, I just flicked a switch and the light turns on. 100 years ago, I'd have to go find a match and light a candle, and I might have burned down my home. I go down to my car, turn on a car and drive 60 miles an hour and travel 200 miles to another city. Oh, that would have taken 4 days on a horse-drawn carriage on a bumpy road with wooden wheels. And so I think every day about how life is enabled by what culture has provided. Not only that, agriculture, which we have been messing with Mother Nature ever since we needed to feed ourselves. So agriculture, by definition, is creating food that you cannot find in the wild. That's what agriculture is. Without all of the advances in agriculture, most of everyone who's alive today would starve. And so, yes, if you zombies take out the people who make that happen, that's it. You're eating canned food until the canned food is gone. And unless you can figure out how to, eat off the land, you're hosed.
Is this why?
Wait, is hosed an S? Is this a term?
Yes, that's a scientific term. Yeah,
scientific term.
Is this why you continue to be a scientist? Because you've never lost that sense of wonder about the world around you?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. I think a scientist is just a kid that hasn't really grown up yet. Because kids have wonder. Parents come up to me and say, how can I get my kids interested in science? Just get out of their freaking way, because they're already curious about their environment, and being curious about what is or is not true in the world is the very foundation of what it is to be a scientist.
I have many more big questions for you, Doctor, but I'm going to have to save them for next time because we're almost out of time, and I want to give you time to talk. I know, I'm sad too. I want to give you time
you
to talk about
Star Trek. We have 2 minutes to talk about the whole universe.
I know. I want to give you a chance to get in a plug for Star Talk Season 2. You do start with a great episode with President Bill Clinton, who is a guy. I feel like watching this interview with him, I feel like he could have gone into science if he hadn't been bitten by the politics bug. That's how much he seems to love it.
In fact, in the program, he confesses, if I don't have another word to use there, that if he wants to be young again so that he can live longer than his current life expectancy, so that he can see the new science and technology and engineering marvels that society will bring our way. That will be his big regret on his deathbed, that what will have become invented next year or the year after. But let me tell you something. You only have that dream, and I think that way often as well. I want to be around in 100 years just to see that. Yeah. What will life be like then? You only have the power, you only have the luxury of that dream if you live in a society where that is happening already. Think of places in the world where they're just worried about clean water. They don't have the luxury to say, gee, I want to live long so that I can see the next gadget that gets invented. No. So in order for that dream to be realized or for that to continue, our country has to recognize the value of investments in innovations in science and technology, because those are the engines of tomorrow's economy that will preserve our health, our wealth, and our security. Without it, we might as well just move back into the cave, because that's where we're headed anyway, as other countries who are aware of this continue to push forward.
Hey, Dr. Doom, take it easy.
You got me stuck. I came on peaceful and quiet asking me these questions.
We got them all riled up. Star Talk premieres Season 2 this Sunday night at 11 on the National Geographic Channel. Please come back and see us again, Dr. Tyson, will you?
Love you guys. And it's everyone who's just parked on the 101 and the 405. I love talking to them.
Thanks so much for the time. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Am I right about this? All the best Halloween parties are on October 30th, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
31st is for punks. K-Rock's going to be at the El Rey next Friday night, 1 week from tonight, for the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball with Cage the Elephant. Great live band, by the way. Peking Duck, also DJ Jeremiah Redd. And we're looking for you to be there as well, be part of the costume contest, maybe win $5,000. But we got to get you in the door first, and we want you to call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. That's the number here at K-Rock. If you'd like to play a game coming up in about 10 minutes or so to try to win your way into the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball. And there's nothing in particular we're looking for this time, just people who are in the mood to win.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's talk about New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to me that we're already looking at that.
Yeah.
But it's late October, and Morrissey is going to be performing in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve.
Morrissey.
So when you think New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
right, you think Morrissey?
That is a choice that one could make. But should one? Let's find out what Morrissey has planned for the Galen Center at USC. By the way, tickets are going on sale this morning at 10 a.m. if you want to go see Morrissey. Hey, Morrissey, welcome back to K-Rock. How are you?
Good morning.
Super upbeat today.
Yes.
You know, we have some concerns that you might not be in the party mood, as you sometimes aren't. And it's New Year's Eve, and a lot of people might be coming to their show, and they really just want to blow it out, really celebrate the holiday. And we're worried that you're not the guy to be the ringmaster for that.
Let's party, Los Angeles. There ain't no party like a Morrissey party.
Right.
That's true. Anything in particular in store different because it is New Year's Eve? Like, what are you going to do at midnight?
Yes, I've been practicing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Practicing what?
10, 9, 8, 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay, you can count down to one, but you gotta sell. You gotta sell it, though.
Oh, he's gonna go.
Four.
Oh no!
Don't. Three.
You sell. Don't.
Two.
This is Marcy. Sad.
One.
Happy
New Year. I love New Year. It's so depressing to me. Another year of sadness.
So, again, I don't think most people are in that mindset on New Year's Eve. They're celebrating. They're excited. They love the holidays. They're looking forward to the new year. They're going to accomplish their goals. That's the mood you need to tap into.
What's that?
He's winding something up, it sounds like.
It's my noisemaker.
Oh.
Happy New Year.
That is the saddest sounding noisemaker.
What's that?
My New Year's horn.
Your horn? Yeah, you got a horn? Morrissey, we also are concerned.
To old acquaintance, light up for old lang
syne. Party is really coming together.
Hey, party don't stop till the pills drop down my throat.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
How can you not buy tickets at this point?
Remember when we talked that Star Trek dude?
That was great.
Star Talk.
What?
It's called Star Talk.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Then the dude on the radio screwed it up. And you, by the way, the possibility, the probability that you're going to screw up and embarrass yourself in an interview is in direct proportion to how excited you are about interviewing that person.
Oh, I agree. Too. Yeah.
Right? That's how it works. I mean, it's like one of the top five people I've always wanted to have on this show, and then I embarrass myself.
But
the
smart money was on me.
Oh, yeah.
Screwing it up.
Yeah.
So you were flawless.
I was flawless.
Hey, Friday night, the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball is happening thanks to our friends at The Last Witch Hunter, which looks great, by the way, starring Vin Diesel, in theaters everywhere now. They are going to be helping us put on this great party at the El Rey 1 week from tonight. Cage the Elephant, Peking Duck, DJ Jeremiah Red, and you, if you're on the phone right now with a game we like to call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball, how are
contest comes with a $5,000 prize, by the way, so definitely put some thought into your costume. Kevin, the lines are lit up. What are you going to be asking the kids today?
Total Recall is a game where we ask you in 10 seconds to name five things. So we'll just give you a category, and you have to name five things in that category within 10 seconds.
Okay. That sounds pretty wide open, right?
Yes, it is, but 10 seconds goes by really quickly.
Yeah, when you're on the phone, the pressure's on, sure. Let's talk to contestant number one. This is going to be Brandy in Claremont. So if you're right, if you accomplish the Total Recall game, you go into the drawing. Somebody wins tickets to join us next Friday night. Hi, Brandy. Thanks so much for listening. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, right. Here's Kevin with your category. Again, 10 seconds on the clock, and just keep guessing until either time runs out or till you get five, okay?
All right.
All right, Brandy, name five types of Halloween candy. Five types of Halloween candy. Go.
Candy corn, Snickers, Reese's, Hershey's bars, and Twix.
Look at that, huh? It sounds so easy.
Are we accepting candy corn, though?
Yes, we are. The best Halloween candy.
I mean, come on.
Damn right we are.
That's nonsense.
Kevin, your theory is still if someone gives you candy corn at their house, you're entitled to burn their house down, right?
Well, yeah, after you give it to someone else, yeah.
All right. So Brandy is in the drawing. Let's see how Julie does. She's up next on line two, calling us from Moreno Valley.
Good morning.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
Super good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. All right. In 10 seconds, you name five things you would use as Halloween decorations. Five things you would use as Halloween decorations. Go.
Let's see. Pumpkins. Shoot.
Whoa. What do you have in mind, Kevin? Ghosts and witches and
cobwebs.
Cobwebs, tombstones, spiders.
Yeah, cobwebs, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, sorry.
Ah, if you'd have said it. All right, Julie, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Peter, Line 3, Inglewood. Peter, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
All right, Peter, for you, in 10 seconds, you have to name five things that you do not want in your trick-or-treat bag. Five things you don't want in your trick-or-treat bag. Go.
Razor blades, pennies, toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap.
Wow. Where was that five? Going?
Was that five already?
It was.
Yeah, he got five in like 3 seconds.
You have had some bad trick-or-treating experiences. You sound scarred, my friend.
I have.
All right, hold on.
By the way, what about the people who hand out toothbrushes? Because those people do exist.
Yeah, they do. They do, and they suck.
All right. Let's try. So Peter's in the drawing. Brandon's in the drawing. Let's see what Courtney's got going on. She's in Riverside.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. For you, in 10 seconds, five sexy Halloween costumes. Five sexy Halloween costumes. Go.
The Donald Trump one. A firefighter, a policeman, a bumblebee, a pumpkin.
I mean, really, I could name anything,
just
really.
Just name anything to make it sexy.
I want to see the sexy pumpkin, by the way. I was unaware of that. I'm familiar with the sex position, the sexy pumpkin, but I didn't know about the costume.
All right.
Courtney is a yes for so far. Let's see. We got time for one more?
Sure.
How about Patrick in Seal Beach?
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You ready?
Yeah.
In 10 seconds, you have to name five movies about vampires. Five movies about vampires. Go.
Lost Boys. Interview with a Vampire. Hotel Transylvania 1. Hotel
Transylvania 1. So close.
A little more time, I feel like he would have gotten that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I was there.
Yeah.
Was there.
Which other ones, Kevin, were you thinking were possibilities?
There's thousands. I mean, there's... I don't know. The list is forever.
Okay. All right. So he's not a – sorry about that, Patrick. But Courtney is a yes. Peter's a yes. Brandy's a yes. All in the drawing. Only one can join us next Friday night for the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball, brought to us by The Last Witch Hunter in theaters now. Who's our winner?
The winner is Peter.
Yay! Peter. Congratulations, Peter.
Thank you very much.
You got tickets.
Next Friday.
Thank you for playing the game.
Oh,
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:51.
Just in time for your weekend, we got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming for you just after 9 o'clock. First, we've got the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, man?
Well, tonight at the Bike, a.k.a. the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, it is Guy's Night Out, the big poker tournament. Very exciting. You know you want to play poker with beer mugs. You know you do. Because first of all, if someone gets a bad beat at the table, he'll say, "I like beats." And then he'll go off and talk about drumming for an hour. That's going to be entertaining for everyone involved. So I recommend you give me a call because we've got a spot to play at Beer Mug's table for Guy's Night Out tonight at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. Plus, you will get a rack of chips worth $200. It's tonight at 8 p.m. It's all happening. And let's take caller number 8 at 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to play a Beer Mugs table for tonight's Guys Night Out Poker Tournament at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. If you don't win, you can still get in. Go to thebike.com and you can RSVP for your spot to play poker with the guys at 8 p.m. tonight. The Bicycle Hotel and Casino down in Bell Gardens, California. That should be fun. Speaking of tonight, Hollywood Babylon. Kevin Smith and I are bringing it back home. Finally, we're getting back to the Melrose Improv there in Hollywood. 10 p.m. tonight, we're going to be performing. And
man, you are not gaining any progress at all on Nopi.
Nopi is not moving.
he is committed to not attending Hollywood
not
Babylon.
Not in the Garmy. That Nopi. But today we're going to break down the Star Wars trailer, and we're going to take on Bieber's new music, and it's going to be a fun night. And if you're lucky, kids, I may be wearing the leather jacket. I think it's leather jacket season again.
Yeah.
I broke it out this morning. Feels pretty good. Dave was happy about that. Leather jacket is back. You know it's fall.
Yeah.
When I blow the dust off the old leather. Slap it on. Not Tuscadero.
Oh, sorry.
Allie, you don't know this yet because you haven't worked through the winter on the Kevin Bean show, but you will not see Ralph without that jacket for the next 6 months.
Till the first robin of spring.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And I throw the jacket on top of the first robin of spring and I stomp on it.
Oh, never saw that. Why would you say that?
It's awful.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. You know what else is horrible? Punching cops. Don't do that.
Right?
The Weeknd is in the news today.
The Weeknd.
It's just known as The Weeknd. He just goes by
you
Weeknd.
Read this.
I know how it's spelled.
You read this. W-E-E-K-N-D.
N-D. Right, but it's...
That's not Weeknd. Hey, English major. Look. Let me tell you something. I know one thing. It's how to spell Weeknd.
Right.
So, The Weeknd.
Okay. All right.
Weeknd in Vegas had to plead no contest to punching a Las Vegas cop and will get no jail time.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know it was open season on Vegas cops.
Well, I don't think it is.
I'm going back.
I don't think
I'm going back and poke a cop. Right in the snout. That's where I'm going to hit him, right in the chops. Apparently, you can do that and get away with it. He was ordered to pay $1,000 to the injured cop fund.
What?
It's a thing. Complete anger management, undergo alcohol evaluation, do 50 hours of community service. Which I think in Vegas, it means you have to work in the cashier's cage.
Is that right?
Yeah, you got to count chips. That seems...
It's going to suck for the Weeknd.
It seems like a light sentence. But when you're the Weeknd, you can get away with that kind of stuff, I guess. The Weeknd. Punching copies. The Weekmeister. Weekendpalooza. Punching copies.
File.
New music abounds on this Friday. We've got all kinds of people releasing new CDs, including Dave Gahan and Soul Savers with Angels and Ghosts and many others. And Adele dropped her first single off of her upcoming new album, 25. Boy, it's good. It's a song called Hello. And the video's great. She's great. Sings great. Sounds great. Tastes great. Smells great. Here's a little taste of the new Adele.
Balls. She's going in a different direction, but
she's going south. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. If I had that voice, I would never speak. I would only sing to everyone all the time. Everyone would pay attention to you. Her return after, I don't know, how many years has it been since her last album? 3 years?
It's been almost five.
Wow.
No.
Yes.
Well, this is, I heard. The album's called 25. Her last one was 21?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not good at math.
Yeah, I heard it's been 4.5 years since her last one. So
4 years and
it's
change.
Coming out November 20th, I think.
Wow. Yeah, everyone's very excited, especially in the UK, of course, her home country. She was on a morning breakfast show, as they call them over there. Same slot as us in the morning, getting people to and from work. And one of their biggest radio stars, a presenter named Chris Evans, was interviewing Adele about her new music. And he is a huge Adele fan. Loves her, knows, loves everything about her, especially how she has an alter ego when she performs.
Love this stage persona you have to get over your nose. What's her name again?
What? You're talking about the third.
Don't you have this kind of sort of alter ego that you pretend to become?
No, not really. I mean, I chat a lot.
No, I've got a name here.
Sasha Fierce?
Yes.
That's Beyonce. That's Beyonce, Sasha Fierce. Oh, yeah,
Sasha
I wish, no. Sasha Fierce is Beyonce's alter ego.
Right.
And then she's now the Mrs. Carter. I wish I was Sasha Fierce.
You know how easy it is to confuse Adele and Beyonce,
right?
Sure. Look at them.
They're all, you ever seen them in the same room together? I haven't.
No.
They're identical twins, separated at birth.
Sure.
And they have just so much in common. Remember when Adele wanted us to put a ring on it?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. What an idiot. Chris Evans is, and he's no slouch. He's been a major star in BBC radio for years.
Oh, he's the number one air personality in Britain. That's the most popular show on the most popular station in the whole country. So he's big time.
That was Kevin-esque.
Really was. That's Beyonce.
That is Beyonce.
That is Beyonce.
I like their laugh.
She was
explosion. Great about it, too. I was like, you're an idiot. That's spectacular. He said, no, Sasha Carter. No, wrong, again. Mrs. Carter, Sasha Fierce, still not me, still Beyonce. Dumbass.
She should have punched him.
She should have, like, The Weeknd.
Like The Weeknd did,
she
right.
She should have beat him like The Weeknd hits a Vegas cop.
That's an expression now.
It is. I'm going to punch you like The Weeknd. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Dean is all a Twitter because it's Weird Al's birthday. So
Al Yankovic blew his brains out in the late 80s after people stopped buying his records.
That's true.
A lot of people didn't know that. Yeah. That is sad, actually.
And he was replaced by a Weird Al impersonator. A lot of people don't know that. But
who's good, though? Who's done a pretty good job of keeping the career alive?
Weird Al Yankovic is 56 years old today. Remember his Trapped in the Closet spoof? Trapped in the drive.
Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm going to have a chicken sandwich instead this time.
Come on. That's pretty spectacular.
It goes on forever.
As does R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's pretty terrific. He's 56 years old today. So is Nancy Grace. She is a joy.
She's not as much a joy.
She is a pleasant TV personality that I enjoy watching on a regular basis.
You don't watch her at all, ever.
Not once, ever.
Yeah.
Director Ang Lee is 61. Robert Trujillo from Metallica is 51. John Huertas from Castle, 46 years old. Ryan Reynolds and Kat Dealey both turned 39 today. Matt Schultz is 32. Meghan McCain is 31. Singer Miguel is 30. And Jessica Stroop celebrates her 29th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz.
Hey, King of Mexico.
What's up, guys?
Our producer Dave works hard behind the scenes all week long putting together the best viral videos of the week in one location at KROQ.com or KevinAndBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up, and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah. How many Drake Hotline Bling videos do we have up there? We got a bunch of them this year.
We have
right?
two. We have two. We have the best ones, I believe. The Guardians of the Galaxy and the mashup with the Future Islands.
You don't want to go down that wormhole, though, because there's 10 million of them.
There's thousands of vines that are, they're just amazing.
It's the worst best dance of the year. And, Ali, you think he intentionally danced goofy because he wanted to be a meme?
He had to.
No one dances like that and goes, oh, I look good.
Exactly.
Right?
He's pretty corny, but he's not that corny.
I just think he's a genius in terms of how he manages his career. It feels to me like he always makes the right move. He always comes out with the right record at the right time, works with the right people, shows up at the right place. I just think he's built himself an empire, this Drake has. But it's a great song, and these videos are very funny. You can find those on the Internet Roundup. Here's one that a lot of people loved this week. This is a woman, very attractive woman, by the way, riding a motorcycle, who stops in an intersection and sees a kitten in the middle of the intersection. Now, this is a four-way stoplight, okay? So traffic coming in all directions. There's a kitten out in the middle. Did it fall out of a car? What happened, Dave?
They don't know. She just saw it. You know, on the GoPro, you see something getting flipped, you know, in the intersection, and then she looks at it and then goes and gets it. And
so she grabs the kitten and manages to get out of harm's way, and she runs across the street and hands it to just a pedestrian who's standing there. And
hold this.
Hold this, right. And then she runs back and gets her bike, and so here she is talking to the woman that she just handed a kitten to.
Well, if you don't take her, I'll take her to work.
No, I'd be glad to take her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I'm glad you stopped, too, because I was like, oh, my God.
I thought it was a leaf. You're okay now, sweetie. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez.
All right. Well, I'm glad you stopped.
Thank you for helping.
Very cute little cat. She named the cat Skidmark, by the way, and took it to the vet, and she got her shots and everything, and she's going to keep the kitten. So she found it in the road.
I didn't like this video.
What? You didn't like the video?
Yeah, because it made
me... You like all cats' videos.
It made me feel things inside, and I didn't like that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about one of the most notorious plays in NFL history was last weekend, the Indianapolis Colts. I don't even know what they were trying to do. What's this Temco Super Bowl edition? What's this about?
The Tecmo Bowl? It's a classic video game, but they did this, the Indianapolis Colts fake punt, and they did it as a play, as the old video game. But this punt was done once before by the Maine Bears, and they did it correctly. And did you guys know they didn't even practice this?
No,
they didn't, the Colts?
No,
they never practiced.
Yeah, no, they did, but not with one guy.
The snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snapper. Mm-hmm. The original snapper got hurt.
Yeah.
So then they try this play, and it just failed miserably, and it was immortalized in Tecmo Bowl.
That's how quick it was over. So if you're a Patriots fan, go to this video and just relive it for the rest of your life because it was so fun. All right, we had that very annoying Kevin Amin Lister who called us this week about the squatty potty video.
He called like three days in a row.
We hated him, but there are a lot of people who not only love this video because it involves a unicorn pooping, multicolored poop, but it also has started a conversation about have we been pooping all wrong? And that's what this video says. Yes, we have.
But what happens when you go from a sit to a squat?
Voila!
This muscle relaxes and that kink goes away faster than Pegasus Lane's sweet sherbet dookie. Now your colon's open and ready for battle.
You will never see another video like this unicorn pooping video. Obviously, this week was huge with the Back to the Future 2 date just passed on Wednesday. So there's a whole bunch of videos on the roundup this week about that, including one by our good friend Mike Realm, who does, as he always does, the best of all of them. All your favorite parts of the Back to the Future movies are right there in Mike's video. It's great. Here's a who did this video of the Back to the Future to the actual 2015? This is College Humor, right, Dave?
I believe so, yes.
And they have shown you that maybe things aren't what Marty McFly hoped they would be back from 1985 when he was looking forward to 2015.
Put these on!
Oh, rad! I bet they're like futuristic self-lacing sneakers, right, Doc?
What? No! They're called Crocs! They're foam sandals!
Oh, man, it looks like a clogged Swiss cheese.
Very funny, and 2015 looks very disappointing, you'll realize when you watch this video. Honest Trailers are back. Of course, they had to tackle Back to the Future.
Revisit the creepiest blockbuster ever for a story about Marty planning to molest his mom so his dad can have sex with her, except his mom is totally into it, which means her future son looks identical to the guy she had a crush on in high school, and her attempted rapist does chores around the house.
If it wasn't for him,
we never would have fallen in love.
Back to the Future is kind of creepy when you look at it that way, isn't it?
Yep.
There's a new Brian Wilson in town, not the Beach Boys guy, not the professional baseball pitcher guy. This is Brian Wilson, the Texas law hawk. Now, this is a guy
who does
a series of kind of low-budget commercials, but they kind of have some crazy special effects. And he figures if he yells loud enough, you will hire him to represent you if you ever need a lawyer.
Brian Wilson, Texas law hawk. Brian Wilson, the Texas law hawk. Talons of justice. Due process. Due wheelies. It's hot out here. Brian Wilson. El Halcón de la Ley. Brian Wilson. The Texas law.
Let's face it. Most attorneys are pretty boring, right?
Yeah, I would hire that guy.
So AKA this guy, Kevin's lawyer, yeah.
This guy kind of stands out, man. Due process, due wheelies. And our friend Jimmy Kimmel has just been killing it this week. Live from Brooklyn, he's been doing his late night ABC talk show. They've had some great stuff on the show, some great guests on the show, and some great videos in the Internet Roundup, including this one where they took the new and latest Star Wars 7 trailer, and they had his staff with their annoying Brooklyn accents, overdub the dialogue from the movie, and it turns it into a whole different experience.
Hey, yo, wait up.
Why don't you keep up, you volleyball?
Wow, it's hot as balls in here.
I'm going to finish what you started. Oh, my God, what happened to your face?
Hey, Tony, the force is calling.
Take a message.
I'm not your secretary.
A very different movie when you get New Yorkers involved.
It's not quite as good.
Jimmy also decided to take a look at the rivalry between Los Angeles and New York. Everybody has impressions. If you live in Los Angeles, you have an impression of what you think New York is like and vice versa. So he decided to find out if that gets passed along to kids. And it seems like kids maybe have some of the same biases that we do.
What do you think about people from New York?
They're kind of cranky sometimes.
Can you do an impression of someone from L.A.?
Sure. Okay, you want to go shopping?
Who's the dumbest person in L.A.?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Kids learn pretty early, don't they? And finally, as he always does, and it's always funny, Jimmy Kimmel, this week in unnecessary censorship.
We need to be committed to making it possible for every child to live up to his or her God potential.
How did Bernie Sanders do on that topic?
Well, in the room, he was like a stinky, right?
I want you to pick me up one time and me upside down.
It looks like things are going to slowly start to get a little dicey.
Oh, you're going to have to get your big
KROQ.com, KevinandBean.com. It's this week's brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up, and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
I mean, if they both swipe right, I think we got a love connection here.
Or if she goes with Mario the Rubio guy.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Right?
Those are rare right there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Doesn't do that very often.
Yeah, that's a unicorn on this show, A Moment with Ralph. Hey, how about our final look at the Showbiz Beat for the week? What the hell is going on?
Well, things are going on, that's for sure.
So things?
We're getting a deluge of new music. A hurricane, if you will, of new music. This Adele song, man.
You love it.
I do. I love it. And I love her. I just think that so much pop music especially, but just current music, is just overproduced, pablum, just shallow and stupid and insipid and just with no real emotional impact or real talent behind it. And then someone like her reminds you what it's like to listen to someone who just can command a song. Damn, she's good. She's got a new album coming out on November the 20th called 25, and the first single, Hello, dropped today along with the video. The video, by the way, first music video ever shot with IMAX cameras.
Is that right?
Yeah, I read that, but is it supposed to look different to my eye, Ralph? Because it doesn't.
It looks super sharp and crisp, but it's like super HD, in my opinion.
All right.
But,
yet she's still rocking a flip phone in the video.
Yeah.
Let's put Allie on the show, too. What do you say, Kev?
Look, I guess maybe.
Let's include her in the conversation. What do you say?
You're going to fire her, but don't invite her in and then not turn on her mic.
Just let
her
sit
there. Rude. Silence.
Wow, that was something.
It sure was.
That was 4 minutes into the break.
That was a long amount of time.
Did you just forget she was here? I know she's pale, but she's not transparent.
How dare you?
That's hard to see sometimes.
The album has 11 new songs. There's a special edition available only at Target, which have 3 bonus tracks.
Oh.
So if you're so inclined, you can pick that up at Target.
And I will. 20th. I'll drive to Target to get the bonus tracks.
You'll
hell
show
yeah.
them. I'll do it. I'll drive there. They can't stop me.
All right, drive there. What right, I'm saying it works. Take it easy.
You're aggressively buying this CD.
Hey, I just bought the Leanne Rimes Christmas album at Target because it had bonus tracks, all right? So
well, that's a great story.
It works for me, these bonus tracks. I like it.
Yeah, but his mic is up for that.
Yeah, all right. That's a mistake.
We heard Leanne Rimes loud and clear. Thanks, Kevin.
I'm making bad choices.
You are. Anyway, enough of my shenanigans. Let's listen to a little bit of a new song from Adele called Hello.
Not it?
That is not it.
She is bringing it.
Hello from the outside. At least I can see that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore.
That is something else.
Allie starts crying every time she hears that.
Well, it's just
what do you think is going on with that?
You know why? Because
sometimes we hurt boys, and then we feel bad about it,
not
and
you.
We
want to
not hurt me,
boys.
Not me, but other ladies.
You wish you had a chance to hurt a boy.
I want to hurt boys so bad.
I know, but you can't. You gotta get one to hurt one.
Allie, I haven't deep dived on this Adele song like you have yet, but I heard it's about a reconciliation with her father, is what I heard. It's not a boyfriend.
Well,
thing.
If her,
I heard it's a
if
dad
her
thing.
Dad is a young black dude,
yeah.
then yes.
Okay. Strapping young
He's
black
hot.
Gentleman.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the actor in the video?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, we're talking about her actual father, who's a strapping young black man.
That is weird.
It is weird, right?
But they do both use flip phones in the video. It's very odd.
Well, they're from the UK. They're a couple years behind us there.
Are they?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did not know.
Yeah. They're still coal-powered.
Huh.
Yeah. Largely coal-powered society.
Didn't know.
There in England.
Now, Ralph, how
you need to travel. You need to travel more.
Have you heard anything about whether Adele will tour this album? She has notoriously been very stingy with her live performances.
Yes, I have. I've been waiting for that information as well, and she has not mentioned a thing about a tour supporting this album. So maybe, hopefully, that will change soon.
I think she's kind of afraid of it. I think she's one of those who's kind of afraid of performing live.
Well, she should use her on-stage performance persona of Sasha Fierce.
There you go.
She's going into Sasha Fierce mode.
Great idea.
The reason we bring that up is because Chris Evans, legendary radio personality in the UK, was interviewing her and somehow got her confused with another popular artist.
Love this stage persona you have to get over your nose. What's her name again?
What? Are you talking about talking the third?
Don't you have a stage persona? Don't you have this kind of sort of alter ego that you pretend to become?
No, not really. I mean, I chat a lot.
No, I've got a name here.
Sasha Fierce?
Yes.
That's Beyonce. That's Beyonce, Sasha Fierce. Sasha Fierce is Beyonce's alter ego.
Right.
And then she's now the Mrs. Carter. I wish I was Sasha Fierce.
I like that he's not letting it go.
No. I think you're wrong.
Well, Sasha Carter, then. That's who you are. You're someone else. I know it. I know you're not you.
Your sister is Solange, right?
Yeah, so she's not touring. The reason I bring this up about this the pop crap versus Adele and how much it makes her stand out even more so is on this very same day, there's a song, Hello, which is about apologizing to someone you love. On the same day, another artist released a song about saying sorry to someone you love.
Mm.
Justin Bieber released his new song, Sorry, today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You love it?
Wow.
You love it.
No diggity? Wow.
No diggity?
It's diggity dank, yo. It's just so sterile and manufactured and just pieced together in a studio, and it's electronic.
And you tend to overproduce the hell out of him.
It's emotionless, and it's devoid of anything real, and it's talentless, and it's garbage, and I hate it, and I want to set it on fire, and I want to...
Skrillex.
Whatever.
Wow.
That's not going to turn Ralph around.
No.
Skrillex. Schmillix, I say.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but I have. Sometimes I use that kind of language.
Ah.
Here's a taste of the new Justin Bieber.
Has a different vibe.
Yeah, crap vibe. If that's not the background music for a Corona commercial, it's pointless. Sorry. Can we just hit the repeat button on that sorry thing he said that one time?
So you love it. That's your point. Just to be forever.
Just to what, Kevin?
What? Just to be forever. That's
right. Oh, Justin Bieber forever.
That's right.
I didn't get any of that either. Just
a good friend. How much?
Hallmark's on all those summer You guys excited about the Thanksgiving Day Parade? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? One of the greatest parades of the year.
Yeah, no.
We've had this conversation before. You have no soul. You have a heart full of coal.
Do I?
Because you've lost any childhood wonder.
I don't think that's my problem.
Or childish wonderment.
Either one.
Either of those. Because it is just so fun to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Especially...
Like me.
No, that's a different parade.
All will be carved.
No, that's a different...
That I would watch.
They've got the big inflatable characters that come right down Fifth Avenue.
But I think that's
sure
our
do.
Point, though. I think
they
our
sure
point
do.
Is that's what people
Giant
are watching.
Inflatable characters. It's
right. Right.
But it's a
Snoopy balloon. How excited can you be about that in 2015, Ralph?
Sometimes it goes rogue.
Right.
It's a balloon. It's only interesting if it goes rogue.
But no, it's a giant inflatable
right. Whatever.
Pop culture
right.
tribute, and it just brings us back to those days of childhood when your favorite character would come down the street before Santa came behind him.
Game.
Come on. Well, they're adding a new character. It's very exciting.
Oh,
very rarely do they add
God.
A new character.
This is big news.
It is big news.
Game.
This year's new giant balloon, Scrat. Scrat, everybody.
What?
I don't know what.
What
I don't
is
know.
Scrat.
Scrat.
You're saying scrat.
Scrat.
What is it?
S-C-R-A-T?
S-C-R-A-T. Scrat.
Scrat.
Yes. That's the rat from Ice Age, from the Ice Age movies. He didn't kiss the acorn. He was trying to get the acorn.
And that makes it, does that make it better for you?
Oh, Scrat. I love Scrat. But, Ruff, can anyone get into that parade just by paying to have a float?
Man.
I mean, isn't it just a seriously, isn't it just an advertisement?
Parents, just turn the radio down if you have children in the car, because Bean's just committed to ruining everything.
Well, I mean, that's
everyone.
All it is it's just, oh, Pixar wants to spend money to promote their characters, so let's put it on the
Have you
parade,
no
right?
soul, sir.
Have you no soul.
Am I wrong about
I'm
how it
both
works?
Sides here.
Right?
Kevin is flip-flopping. Yeah. A madman. Look, I don't care why it's in there. I just care that it's in there. It's
okay.
Fun. It's charming.
You enjoy that.
Where's your whimsy? No whimsy? Mm. The shortage of whimsy today on the show, we're finding out. How much whimsy?
I've never been able to get excited about that parade.
From the man who got excited about discovering pumpkin spice eggnog.
Yeah.
That's all I'm telling you.
That's that true.
That was something.
Because that's a real thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just go home. What right. do you say? Let's shut this sucker down. Let's power down, shall we? Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Stroop's 29 years old today. Singer Miguel is 30. Meghan McCain, TV host, journalist, daughter of John, 31 years old. Matt Schultz from Cage the Elephants, 32. Kat Deely, your host of So You Think You Can Dance, and I'm also a talented actress, 39 years old today, as is Ryan Reynolds, soon to be seen as Deadpool. Can't wait for that film. John Huertas from Castle, 46 years old today. Robert Trujillo is 51. Nancy Grace, she's Dr. Drew's wife, right? Aren't they?
No.
Married? They're married.
Yes. Nope.
They're married. Are married.
Yeah. Nope.
They're not.
They're nope.
They're like the Matlin and Carvel of HLN.
I think you're right. And then they gave birth to that all those teen moms. Remember? They had all those
I remember that.
Teen mom girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, that's accurate.
And Drew was with Lamar Odom at the brothel, wasn't he? Did we find that out?
Not true
he
either.
Said, yeah, well, let's give him some slack support. He's my buddy. We were doing horrors together. Wasn't that what he said?
No, you're just making stuff up now.
I got to listen more carefully to this show. Ang Lee, the director, is 61 years old today. And a gentleman named Alfred Matthew Yankovic, probably better known by his nom de song, Weird Al Yankovic. He's 56 years old.
To be laughed.
Kills funny.
Kills funny.
From 1953. Ralph, still laughing.
Ralph, you weren't in here when he was telling us about his crisis of not being able to figure out. He only has one more song to play. What is it? Which one should he choose?
It's Sophie's Choice right there. Oh, my goodness.
I went OG on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the first Weird Al song you remember being? What was the one that sticks in your mind? Like when you discovered Weird Al, what was
it? Oh, it was My Bologna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was it. I'm Dr. Domino. My Bologna. That was it. Yeah. It was like, this guy's got it. This could be a lifelong love right here.
This guy's got it. This guy's got it.
I enjoy your radio alter ego of Sasha Fierce, Bean. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as Beats.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we have Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network to give us a recap of the NFL action. And would you like to take that back?
Nope. Yep. Don't bogart that joint. My friend, pass it over to me.
You're better than that.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You can die.
Wow. Roll another one.
Is your mug still there?
Just like the other one.
Screw all the haters and what they say.
This one seems to be about.
I hope he gets cancer.
And I need another hit.
Saying I could be a lawyer. I'm saying you're a football player. It's in your blood.
That's racist.
Your soul.
That's racist.
Your eyes.
That's gay.
That's homophobic.
That's black.
That's racist.
Roll. Another one.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Just like.
Damn it, Kevin.
This one seems to be about to end.
Bing!
this is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
What the hell's that? What's up with that?
Good question.
Just pass it around.
Good, good. Steve.
Some dreams come true.
Just pass it on down. Pass it on down.
What the hell did we just hear?
Excuse me, everyone. I quit. So there's that.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And I'll be back next week. Let you know. I'll be playing next week, so some... Stay tuned. You never know what you're going to hear on the Rodney and the Rock Show. Go home and get some sleep. Too much partying, what can I say? And here are the Monkees.